attendance to two.
That's why she wants you to come.
That's right, exactly. Yeah. It gets boring with just one person there.
I remember the very first day, wasn't it like four?
Three, I think.
Three?
Maybe it was four the first day.
I thought it was like four. Yeah.
You didn't even last the whole day.
Yeah, no. Like, I know. Like, is she up? I was like, I'm okay with it. I remember the big old basics. Jobs are too big.
Okay, so we are on subqueries. Okay, and essentially, let me just review quickly. A subquery is a query within a query, and the inner query is resolved first. So in this example, it goes and looks for Yigal from Dona, where name is like Ash. So it finds the record where the name is like Ash. And then ampersign means anything in front of Ash. So it finds the year goal for that person and returns, as we saw last time, 100. And then it says, okay, now show me the ID, the name, the year goal, and the contact from Jonah where the year goal is greater than the 100 that got returned. And the two records that are greater than 100 are those two. Now, the important thing is that the where has to compare to like things. So I'm saying where year goal is greater than the year goal that I pulled out of the other one. And so you have to be sure that they are matching. And in fact, there is a problem that I always put on the final where I don't have the matching. I have you comparing two things that don't match. And people don't catch it lots of times.
So if it was where name, it has to be select name, right?
That's right. If I'm saying where name, then I'd need select name.
Where contact, select contact.
That's right, right. And I can't have, because I'm doing a comparison, and clearly a comparison is not going to work if you're comparing name to year goal. Okay, it's got to be the year goal that I'm comparing to year goal in order for that to work. And then when you expect them to return more than one thing, then you use a different clause there. And we looked at, they've got in, they've got any, they've got all. So in this case, I'm expecting more than one drive number to come back. So I can't do an equal thing, because if more than one comes back, which one am I want to be equal to? So I am asking, is drive number in the collection that got returned? I'm returning, potentially, I may only return one, I may return none, but potentially I'm returning more than one. And so if I'm returning more than one, I put in the in, meaning in the group that got returned. And then on the next one down, I was doing a select the average, and now I'm saying I want a year goal greater than or equal to the average, okay? And technically I can, actually, I probably shouldn't have emphasized that they have to be the same, because they don't. I could have said where year goal is greater than what something else that I selected here. In this case, average of year goal. But it could have been average of something else. It just has to make sense. It has to be a where that makes sense. That when you resolve the inner one, it gives you a number that it makes sense to compare to the thing in the where clause. That was another in. Okay, then on this one, and I think this is the last one that we looked at. On this one, we're saying, show me the state, the contact, and do the sum. Okay, so right there, when I see sum, I know that I'm doing a group buy. Okay? Or else it's going to be the sum of everything. I can have the sum there, but the sum would be of everything. So usually it means a group buy. I may want to have a sum of everything. So I'm saying here, show me the state and the contact. Okay, so as soon as I've done that and said sum year goal, I'm pretty sure it's going to be grouped. And I need to say the things that I'm doing there. Okay, so I'm grouping by state and I'm grouping by contact. And those are the only two things that I can put on the select, because those are the two things that make the groups. I can't put things that would refer to individual records because I'm not showing individual records. I'm showing groups, or I'm working with groups. So then I say, okay, now that I've done the group buy, I want to check what I did in the group buy, and I want to look for groups that meet this set criteria. So I'm grouping by those things, and then I'm saying, having a sum year goal, so I'm looking at all the groups and saying, these are the sum year goals for each one of them. I want a sum year goal that's greater than the average year goal. So I want groups that gave more than average, basically, is what I'm looking for. Groups that gave more than the average.
So over here, when you say sum year goal, contact and state, just it takes two of those sum, yeah?
I'm not understanding. It's grouping by state and then contact within state. So it's doing a group by Massachusetts. And then once it's got all the Massachusetts together, it's saying now do a group by contact within Massachusetts. Then apparently there was only one contact within Massachusetts that met the criteria. We ran this one last time. And we can do it again. SQL plus. I'm just running the one in here. Could not add the attachment and restart. Okay, so now what does that mean for everything that I captured? I lost everything. Huh? That's right. I'm trying to think, I don't think there was anything that I went over that I didn't go over last time, so I think I'm just not going to worry about the fact that I lost them, because you can go to yesterday's. Okay, so this is the F drive. Have something work. When I came in, Firefox wasn't available too, so it actually should have told me right there that I was in one of those days. Okay, so I've got the SQL here, and if I just do that top part, so I say, let's actually do it the whole way. If I do select average year goal from donor. Okay, there's my average, 240. Okay, so now I'm going to do just the top part. Select state, contact, sum, year goal from donor, group by state and contact. Having some, or actually I don't want to put in the having, that's what I want the top part. So it came back, it's from the top out before I did the halving. If I just did the group by, I've got those three are in Massachusetts and those are the contacts. So Amy Koster, I think, had two contacts. John Adams and John Smith, one of them had two. There were two and one, I think. Okay, so those are the things. So now what I'm basically asking is, okay, the group I produced those groups. The average produced that. I want the having a sum of year goal, which is what that is, greater than 240, because 240 is the inner select. And the only two that have a sum of year goal greater than 240 of the 500 and the 400. So that's why he gave you those two numbers. Okay? So looking at that, the bottom, the inner select gave me a 240. The outer select, before I did the halving, which is the comparison to the inner one, before I did the halving, produced four groups. Then when I added in the halving and said, okay, I only want the ones that have a sum of year goal greater than 240, well, John Smith and Susan Jones are the only ones that meet that criteria. So those are the only two that show up. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Mike, you look like you're unsure.
No, I got that one. I was just looking.
You're cheating and looking ahead. Okay.
Question's coming.
Huh?
The question's coming.
Okay. So on the next one, I now have two inner selects going on. Okay. So I first do the select date first from don't know where year goal is greater than 100. Then I do the select state from don't know where city equals seekonk. And then I combine them and do the outer query, looking for a date first in the first group and a state in the second group. So this one I actually did up here. So if we go through it, okay, so I said the inner select, I did, I did here. Only I threw in the name so that I could see the name, okay? The inner select didn't ask for a name, but I wanted to show which record, so I threw in the name there. So I said, select name, date first, from donor, where year goal is greater than 100. And I came back with those two records. Then I went down and said, okay, now do a select state from donor, where city equals seekonk. Okay, so that returned that record. Okay, so now I'm coming in and saying, okay, now go in and do the name, city, state, year goal, contact and date first from Dona, where the date first is in this group and the select state is in that group. So I have to have both things true, so the only one that's going to be true there is Stephen Daniels. Okay. And so Stephen Daniels comes up, because Stephen Daniels was the only one that had a date first, okay, and the one that was returned had a, so the date first was equal to one of these, or the state equals mass. Okay. So this would be like saying, where date first is in, and I look at these two, where date first is in that group, and where state is in that group. And so the only one that has a date first in that group And a state in that group is Stephen Daniels. So he's the only one that shows up. Okay, Mike, you still got a question?
So just so I know, you're looking for anything that has year goal greater than 100, right? And then...
Wait a minute. I'm not...
In the first select.
Yes. So it only came up with the first select. Only came up with the name and the date first for people that had a year goal greater than 100.
So those are your two results, right?
That's right.
And then the second one's going to be for anything that is CCONC.
Right.
The C.
And
this is the only one that has CCONC.
Let me just complicate it a little.
Okay.
So if you had like a CCONC Washington that met the criteria of greater than 100,
it would pop up there. Yeah.
Washington State, right?
That's right.
And they both would get.
Well, if the other one happened to be Jennifer Ames, because I needed these dates as well. But yes, in this inner select, the Washington State would have popped up. Yes, because I didn't check for our state. I just checked the city. And if I care, then I should have had where city equals CCONC and state equals MA.
And if the dates within that date, they would both be returned, right? So you get Stephen Daniels, CCONC, Massachusetts, and like Mark Holmes.
That's right. If Mark, it would have to be Jennifer Ames. Because she's the only other one that has a date.
No, I'm going to say if you had like this Mark Gomes that had all the criteria.
Yes,
he
had one of those dates, yes.
All right.
Okay. And then the one below shows that you can do this with an OR. And you can get as complicated as you want to. I just did it with an OR. You could have had this or this or this, or this and this or that. You can get fairly complicated in this. Okay? So that one has an OR where I'm looking for the contact is from Rhode Island, just a sec, and the donor year goal is greater than 100. So if you look down below, and then yes, I will answer your question. I did the two inner ones, and Susan Jones was the only one where the contact was Rhode Island. She apparently was on the two Rhode Island records. And Susan Jones and John Smith had the year goal greater than 100. Okay, so those got returned. Yeah, you had a question.
So on the OR clause, I noticed you have the in for both groups?
Yes, because both ones I'm expecting that it can return more than one.
Okay, but not with the and because it was so specific.
Well, the and I think I had the in on one.
Yeah, and it looked like it.
Said select state from donor where city equals CCONC, and I knew that I only had CCONC Mass. But if I went with his CCONC Washington, then I would have had to put an in on that.
Okay.
But I knew that I was only going to get the state. I knew what I was going to get. You're right. That would have been better to have an in on. Okay? That would have been better to have an in on. And the nice thing is, it will give you an error message on that, and then you can go back and change the equal to an in, and you'll be okay. But that's a good point. I did an example based on what I knew my data was, and you shouldn't do that. Okay, so you notice that the contacts on the ones that came up in the OR The contacts here was Susan Jones came up twice. In this one, John Smith and Susan Jones came up. When I got the answer, the final answer, I only got the ones that had a contact of John Smith or Susan Jones. Okay? Because that's what I was looking for. In both of those, I had where contact in. So I was checking for contact on both of them. Didn't have to, could have checked for totally different things on them. But I, in this particular one, I had checking for contact in both of them. So it had to be one of those contacts. Okay, now on this one, I am coming back. Okay, so let's go in and look at this one. I'm saying the inner select is saying select minimum year goal from donor group by state. Okay, so it is coming back with the minimum on those. And if I wanted a better one, I should have said probably select state in showing minimum goal. Not that I needed this in the original, but this will at least show me that it is indeed grouping by state. So I'm seeing the minimum for Massachusetts and the minimum for Rhode Island. Okay, because I've now said, since you're grouping on state, show me the state. And then show me the minimum year goal from that group. So for Massachusetts, the minimum year goal, okay? For Massachusetts, the minimum year goal is going to be 50. And if I want to see that, I can say select year goal from donor. And I can see that the minimum year goal was 50, and that was apparently Massachusetts. And, okay, so it would have been better to say state year goal so we can see it. Okay, so now you can see that the minimum year goal for Massachusetts is 50, and the minimum year goal is 400. Null is not counted. Okay, if I wanted to count null, then I had to go in and do a conversion of null to zero. And then it would show up, but null doesn't count. Sorry, I thought you said 80 and I was trying to figure out 80. Okay, all and any, these are showing. Okay, so these are showing greater than all. So if the minimum year goal is 50 and 400, okay, those are the year goals when I group. And I said on the first one, select asterisks from donor where the year goal is greater than all the ones that were returned. Okay, so it's greater than all the runs that were returned. And then on the next one, okay, so all the ones that were returned when I did the group by was 50 and 400. And then when I said, okay, now show me the ones where the year goal is greater than all of them, 500 is the the only one that's greater than 50 and 400. Okay, so 500 is it. And so this 500 is greater, okay, it's not going to show me that. The 50 and the 400 are the two that were returned, and 500 is greater than all of them. Then down below, I said greater than any, okay, and greater than any gets me 500, 400, and 100.
That's to get you the 150?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Why I didn't get the 150. Oh, it's group by. And then, no, it's not group by at the top.
Okay, why aren't I getting the 150? Select asterisks from donor. Let's do it. Because I might have had something different in the data when I did it. Okay, now the 150 has shown up. So that just simply means that when I did the original problem, there wasn't apparently a 150, and on the data that I'm working with now, there is a 150. Okay?
Oh, yeah, because I have the original and I don't have a 150.
Because
I have the original, I don't have a 150.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Unfortunately, that happens. Sometimes I end up changing something. And don't mean to, but I did. And so the 500, 400, 150, and 100 show up when I use the data, whatever it is that I have on this particular computer. There's an argument for there for keeping track of your data better than I do. Okay, so greater than all, greater than any. And there's a second greater than any. And the only difference there is I used a donor table and the donation table. Okay. Just to show that you can have different tables again in the two. Okay, and the more on subqueries, okay, this one I'm saying select asterisks from inventory where department, comma, item class. Is in the department item class returned from the inner query. So the inner query says return department and item class from inventory where that criteria is met. And it returns a department and an item class. And then I said, okay, do a select, show me everything from inventory where the department item class combination is in the combination that got returned. Okay, so I did the inner query here, and these are the combinations that got returned. Okay, and so now I want the ones where department item class is in that group, so I'm looking for a TYCH or CM, I guess it is,
or an SPBK. I'm looking for the combination.
And the ones that came back all have the TYCH and the SPBK. Okay, that must be the one below. Sorry about that. I'm looking at the wrong answer. I don't... Okay, what I said is true, but apparently I didn't show that. Yes, I did. Up above. How sticky are you? Okay, so what I'm looking for is first select the department item class, and that's what I did, and I did it down below. So it came back with those combinations. And then I'm saying, okay, now show me all the records that have that combination, SPBK, TYC. That's an H or an M, I can't read up there. But,
it's
okay.
An H.
Yeah, back on my computer I can read it, but up there I can't. Okay, so it returned everything that had that combination. So putting them both together in parentheses means I'm looking for the combination. The one down below it just says, select asterisks from inventory where department's in, and then item class is in, so it's looking for separate things, okay? But when you put them in the comma, like in the parenthesis like that with a comma separator, that means I'm looking for that set. I'm looking for that combination. I'm looking for those two things together. So it's looking for a combination. Whereas if I break it up, then I'm only looking for department in the first group and item class in the second group. And here I did the complete thing where I did the entire select department and all of that, but again, they're separate. Where department's in here and item class is in here. And so that means I can have any combination of department and item class. It doesn't have to be a set combination. I can have any combination. Because I'm saying department in this group and item class in this group. So I can have any combination of the two. But when I put them inside the parenthesis, I can't. And this is another one where I said where on hand and on order is in, and I'm looking for a specific one. And then I made some changes to the table and went on with that. But I don't think I've got anything in here. Okay. There's a problem with a null value in a SEP query, and we looked at that. If one of the values returned is executed as null, then no rows are returned. Okay, so you can run into a problem. So where I have nulls, I may want to make a change to them and put something in there. Okay, and make them a zero or something like that. But if I say select asterisks from test null where ID number is not in, and then I select manager because of the null, it gives me no rows selected.
But if in the process I convert the null, NVL does the convert of the null to zeros, so then it will come back.
Okay, so if I do that conversion and then say, show me, it will show me.
they'll only work on map, like numbers?
Yes. No, no means the field is empty.
So you can put it in a person's, where the name is, or
yeah.
wherever.
Yeah. Yeah, null just means it's empty. And it gets confused, basically, on this example. So the not in, which I avoid to use anyway, can end up converting it because it says pretend the manager is zeros. So I'm looking for all of the ones where the ID is not in the manager column. Okay, so 222 is in the manager, 333 is in it, and then I have null, and I can convert that by changing those to zeros, and then it gives me the output I want, because no employee has an ID of zeros. So changing it to zeros means it's not a match, it's not in it. But with null, it didn't work. As I said, I avoid not ins anyway and try to do positives. But that's just a little quirky thing. That if something isn't working, in the back of your mind, remember that, wait a minute, not null is a problem. Let me go look that up and see why. Okay, we have about a half an hour left, and I want to give you a chance to get started on the homework or the quiz. So if you bring this up, okay. The first one is I wanted you to explain the query. What would happen first? What would happen second? What would happen third? The next one, I'm giving you data, and I'm saying I want you to take and do this problem. Tell me what the result would be. So what you're doing is my play computer thing. I don't want this done in Oracle. I want you to play computer because I want you to analyze it out, look at the data, and tell me what should come back. Okay? You're welcome, even though I said it's a quiz, you're welcome to talk it through with each other a little bit if you want to. And we can talk, if you get the answers to one of them, we can talk them through in the class. But get started with this assignment and see how many you can get done in the half hour. Sure. Number one, you're not showing me any results because I didn't give you any data. Number one, you're just explaining what happens. What gets done first, what gets done second, and that sort of thing. And that should be fairly easy and straightforward.
Now, for the ones that say explain and tell the results, you're looking for the results, what the computer would output to you,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Determine the output, and the second one I just said determine the output, and then I don't know, did I say explain back down?
They said, yeah, like from nine down, it says explain and tell
okay.
the result.
Okay.
So do you want an explanation of what it's doing and then the result?
Yeah. Right. I always want the result if you can give it to me.
Yeah.
And as far as I'm concerned, you don't have to write out all of these on everything. I just want to clear what records you're picking. Okay, you don't have to write out the whole thing. I want to know what records you're picking so you can identify the records by employee number. Probably employee number and department number would be nice there since you're looking at department number. Okay. So, in other words, you don't have to give me the fields that don't matter. You can just kind of draw a squiggly line and say. When you get to number three, you got to show me everything because I want you to, I'm testing you on some string as well. So use good judgment is I guess what I'm basically saying. And when in doubt, write it all up. I don't care.
Okay.
As long as I am real clear on what.
You want to say what we're putting on the paper?
Yeah. I mean, it would be better to write it out record by record. Because it has to be a really detailed explanation if you don't. So I'd say write it out record by record. But on number two, you don't have to write the name and the job because they're not relevant. So use common sense. What I want to know is that you understand how it works. Because if you don't understand how it works, you can't write it. Thank you.
should put that one.
I'm going to interrupt you for a minute because I forgot to say something. I gave you on the second homework assignment a pointer to the tables that Oracle has in employee, and then they have other tables that go with EMP. They have a sal grade, they have a department, they have a bunch of tables that go with that. And I pointed you to where one source, where they give you the description of the table and the data. And if you go back and look at the script that I set up for you when I said make the employee back in week two, I think it was, you can do the same thing. You can make a script for that. So back in, because I'm getting looks like, what is she talking about? Back here someplace, a script to create the employee table. And notice I called it Create Employee SQL. If you click on that, what do I have in that script? I have the create statement up at the top, and then I have the inserts to insert all the values into the employee. Well, if you go to this site that I suggested, it's going to give you... I should have taken a picture of that. Wait just a minute. Okay, there's the picture. And that was under week two. Well, if you go up under this week, I said multi-table assignment, and I said a set of Oracle tables. Okay, and here are the set of Oracle tables. And they give you the create, and they give you the create for four different tables that they have, and then they give you the inserts. Okay, so you can just write a script to do the create and do the inserts. You could have one script to do the create, one to do the inserts. The script simply means that you're copying and pasting that into a thing and storing it with an SQL and then running it. Okay, so they give you all of the data, so you can just come in here and grab the data and make the tables. Okay, But there's one example where I said, you know, I want you to do link three tables and that sort of thing. And I just figured these would be good tables to use to do that. So if you go to that site, it will give you the create and it gives you the insert. You just copy and paste them into the script and you can then run it. Shows with, and it comes back with, you should tell what department numbers it comes back with. Yeah. And then the outer select shows the employee number, employee name, department number, and job. Meeting the research sales department name while actually getting the numbers.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why I had it down here.
Well,
that's
every poll places, yeah. That's okay for number two. On some of them, it's not going to be okay.
Okay.
Because I'm asking for more detailed information.
Okay. So it's asking for a sales ratio for sales, like in the 20s and 30s. Are you grabbing all 20s and 30s or just in this?
I'm doing some research for sales.
He's saying he's going to grab all 20s and 30s, and for this one, that's okay.
Yeah.
But on some of the more complicated ones, I want to show
more
me.
Of a specific.
Right. But you can just lift, I mean, a number two, 7369 is the first guy, 7499 is the next one. You can just do it that way, or Smith, Allen, Ward. You can do it that way.
But whatever department number that would link to, that's the ones that it's going to pull out.
Right. Okay. So Blake isn't coming out because Blake's got a 10,
yeah. And
I'm only getting the 20 and the 30.
Unless it's specifically asked for something else where it won't pull all.
Yes.
I don't see the 20 in there.
You don't see what 20?
The 20. The 20 says research, but it's Clark. Clark?
Research, and then you come up here, and the 20 happens to be a wraparound for department number. Because I'm looking for department number, so the 20 is right there, the 30 is right there. It's right. I didn't change the line size, and so there's a wrap that's happening for department number. Okay?
I understood that, but it's saying clerk, not research. That's why I was confused.
It's saying clerk?
Like sales says sales and it's 30. But research says clerk. Department 20.
Department 20, research.
Right, but look at department 20.
Oh, that's the job. That's not the department. Up there is the job, not the department. Here's the department number over here. There's the job there.
It's not actually showing the department in the table. Like,
okay. Only
asking for it, but we're not showing it. We're just showing the number.
So the department name, the first thing I do on this is I go to this department table, right? And I'm looking, so it's from department, so I'm going to the department table. And I'm selecting the department number. There's the department number for research or sales. So that's selecting a 20 or a 30. Okay, then I said to show everything, and when in doubt, do what I said, but I said you could kind of shortcut this one a little bit. But you go in the first record on here has a department number 20. So that means that person, and I think I asked for the ID, so in the name and the job and something else maybe. So you would list those out for department 20. And then the next one's department 30, so it sold those people for department 30. And what I said was you didn't have to write it all out for this one because it was fairly basic. You could just put in the name of the employee or the ID of the employee, something that identified them. So salary was the other thing I asked for. Yeah.
So just to clarify, we could have summed this up with, instead of doing the inner select, just where department number is equal to 20.
Yes.
And
but then you wouldn't have been playing around with a subquery.
Gotcha.
There's lots of times where there's more than one way to skin a cat.
Yeah.
And so you have to basically, but right now I want you to practice subqueries, so I'm saying you gotta look at it through a subquery, but there's frequently other ways you can do something. Just like I talked about yesterday, where you can use subqueries instead of linking two tables together. There's two approaches. You know, there's not just one approach to everything. But unfortunately, when I'm focusing on subqueries, I give just one approach. I mean, the big thing is you would have had to, if you didn't know that research was 20 and sales was 30, let's say you had a lot of them, and because I'm using two tables here, the alternative wouldn't be necessarily to write equals 20 or 30, because that's assuming you know that.
Mm.
The alternative would have been to have two tables linking together based on department number and making it much more complex that way. Because I'm using two tables, I'm grabbing information from the department table for the inner subquery, but then I'm going to the employee table for the outer subquery.
Right.
So if you know it's 20 and 30, it's real easy, but if you don't know it, then you've either got to use subqueries or linking. Which one are you working on?
Three.
Right?
I'm not like making this
stuff
up.
It's saying, if I'm not, it looks like it's saying you add up all in a row, and then
if one of those enrolled have a higher number, display it.
Yeah, and realistically, the average is just divided by all of them.
Mm.
160 divided by however many they are, 57.
No, you only take, it's grouped by CI, so I think you would only take what's
under the group. Under the group.
That's what I would think.
Mm-hmm. I see.
So then if that's higher, then it would pull those out. We're going to find out, because maybe she gets that.
And when I hit enter, but I'm not hitting enter.
It's only logic, you know. But
that's all it is.
I hope my logic's right, though.
So the first thing you're doing in this one is going in and finding out what the average enrolled is, right? For all of the ones.
Oh, so it is over.
For the inner one,
yeah.
For the inner query, you're just saying, give me the average enrolled.
Yeah, which that's all.
So you're going to add this up and divide by 7, right? 162
divided by 7.
Okay.
23.4.
So that's what the average is. Okay.
Anything higher than 23
comes out.
Okay.
Oh, then it groups that.
So then it's the average. So the first thing is coming back with the average. What did you say the average was, Mike?
23.14.
Why wasn't it letting me right there?
So then you're grouping that comes out, right?
You do 162 divided by 7?
162 divided by...
Yeah, it's 23.14.
Yeah.
Was that 160?
So like you would change, you would take into account better grade than the 23, but then you would group that.
Okay, what are you grouping by? What is the groups?
Course number.
The first,
the
so the second digit
the
and the letter, basically the second space in the course number. Then
no, I'm saying start with 1.
And then grab 2, right?
And grab 2.
Yeah,
so what is that giving me?
CIBU.
That's right. So I'm grouping by, in this case, the ID number is including the department or the major. And so I can go and grab that by saying take the first 2 digits of that. So I'm getting the... I want to see those 2 digits and the sum enrolled, because I'm grouping by that. So I want to see it for CI and BU, but only then, once I've got that, the having kicks in,
yeah.
And I say only that are bigger than the average.
I started at 0 when I counted.
Okay. Yeah, I actually did too when I did it. Because you can start with 0 or 1, depending on the language. Okay, so...
Most languages start with 0.
I'm going to raise that on my raise and match up, because I start from 1. Because I keep doing phone number.
So what do you come up with as an answer on this one?
You'd have you'd have Visual Basics, Oracle, and PHP.
No, I'm grouping.
Oh.
I'm grouping by CI and BU. So I'm only going to... When I go that down through the group by, I'm only going to have how many things?
You would have 1 and 1.
No.
Wait a minute, 1 and 1? No, just start at the group by.
Okay.
Say I just did that group by.
You'd have 3 for CI.
And then none for BU.
And then none for BU.
Yeah, actually, yeah, you're right. You'd have 3 CI and none for BU.
Well, no, just stop at the group by. Good, I have an error. So I can hit enter, okay. Yay. And I'll show you the answer. Okay. So if I have just select substring course NO, (1, 2). Sum enrolled from course info group by substring course number 1, 2. Okay, that's the 2 that I get. Because I'm saying select the substring. That gives me the B or CI, right?
Yeah.
So now BU and CI, I need to get the sum enrolled. Well, BU is, what's that number? 18?
18, 20.
So that's 59. And CI is the top four numbers, so that's apparently 103. Okay, so that's what I get before I hit the having clause,
yeah.
When I just look at those two. And then the having clause is going to go in there and say, okay, having a sum enrolled, we know what that is, greater than the average. And what did you say the average was?
23.14.
Okay. So now if I go in and do this, come on, where am I? From, there it is, from. Group by. I think I've gone way past. Group by substring, course number 1, 2, right? And now I have to actually write, having sum enrolled greater than select average enrolled from course info. No, close parenthesis, then a semicolon. Okay, and it gives me the two because the average was, as he said, 23, so that means nothing got eliminated.
Oh.
Okay.
That's not taking the actual record. It's just taking what they all averaged out.
Right. And so it's now saying, okay, give me the average. And Mike said the average was 23 point something. And so I'm now saying having sum enrolled, and I know what that is, that's greater than the average. Okay.
So the inner select does the total average, but the having sum actually does.
The having does the comparison to that.
Yeah.
I haven't used the inner select until I come to the having. And I now say having sum enrolled.
But because we're grouping it, it that's why.
It's got the two groups because I'm grouping it. Okay, I'm grouping the sum enrolled, so we know what the sum enrolled is. It's the 59 and the 103. And so I'm looking at groups, and what the having does is keep or eliminate groups. In this case, it's keeping both groups because both groups have a sum that is greater than the average.
We were looking at them as individuals rather
than right.
Groups.
I think we just went too far with that problem.
Okay, is everybody comfortable with it now, though? Do you see what's going on in that one? And number 4 is very similar, except I used average instead of sum. It is that time, folks.
Well, not locked this intentionally.
No.
Yeah.
You
went over to
the saved yourself.
You're gonna have to
go.
No.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So now look at it and see what it does when you put in the average there instead of the sum and how that impacts it.
Yeah.